This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. And Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, so let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show. Packed show. Let's light it off here. We're all dressed in costumes. Nice Oreo cookie. Very creative. Put a lot of time into that, Joel Spencer.
Some call it chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip.
What did I say?
Oreo.
All right, whatever.
We know what's on your mind.
Yes.
It's okay. 24/7 Oreo cookies.
Well, they're delicious.
Yes, they are.
And whoever came up with that double stuffed one should get a Nobel Peace Prize.
I like the thins. Okay. You like the double, so then I feel like I'm eating less.
Okay, well, you're wrong.
I know. Sure. It's girl math.
Built on fire on the women right out of the box. We're not even at a quarter of the hour, and you have to, more than 80% of listeners, you got upset.
At least.
I'm just telling you, whoever, if you're eating double-stuffed Oreo cookies, you don't have time to be mad at people.
Oh, it and brings you that much joy.
It brings you that much joy. Okay. You put the guns down, right?
World peace could be solved with double-stuffed Oreos.
Right?
I like this plan.
The men on and women on the aircraft carriers launching planes can't launch because they've got the double stuffed in their hands.
Sure. They're just smiling.
They're just smiling.
I like it.
It's awesome.
That's a great theory.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Chocolate chip cookie boy, Joel Spencer, from PermaSeal. Everything that has to do with your home's foundation and attic insulation. And is there anything you don't do?
Well, there's a couple things. Okay. But we already solved world peace. Also.
Yeah, we already solved world peace.
So good.
Here, so
nice.
We're off to a good start.
What are the topics? We haven't had a lot of rain this year.
Not a lot of rain, and we're heading in, you know, the seasons are changing, as we've all noticed, and so we're going to talk about some things that we need to look for in the fall, and some things that are forthcoming in the winter.
All right. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you and your team.
800-421-7325.
Corey Ambrose had the family up in the suite for a Bulls game on Sunday evening.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Got it. Thank you.
The Chicago Bulls are 0-5. They're 5-0.
They're doing good.
They're off to a roaring start.
Nice.
Unbelievable start.
It's good.
So,
I like how we have to dumb it down for me.
That's also undefeated.
Okay, got it. Sure. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
There's 82 games in the season, so they're almost there. Okay, they've got a little bit to go, but it's a good, strong start. There
cool.
you go.
That's exciting.
It's great. Great. Had his son, daughter, and his beautiful wife, who rules the roost. He's watching Kansas City football. It was on Sunday Night Football. He's from Kansas City.
Okay.
It's a football team in Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas
right. City I'm Chiefs. Like, wait, you're watching sport at sport?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
United
a different
Center,
sport game.
Yeah. Dude, the suites were all renovated. Yeah. David, thank you so much for the invitation. That was great with the family. But, yeah, they have two giant big screens in there. You can watch the live United Center channel. You can watch the other game. I was actually in David's suite the next night where we had the World Series on as well.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Dual sport, is what you're saying.
Wow. Connor Bedard.
Today's day and age.
Hat trick, first hat trick.
Phenomenal.
What are you talking about?
Well, first of all, I'm talking about my outfit. I am dressed up as a Blue Sky baseball player.
That's pretty cool.
Obviously. Yeah. Obviously.
So we are the cleanup hitter of Chicago. We are the World Series champions of restoration at Blue Sky.
Wow.
These guys are good, right?
He's good.
I mean, it's because they're national.
Yes.
That's why.
It's good. That's very clever.
Uh-huh. It is very clever.
Keep going.
Yeah. What else you got?
That's all the funds I lined up.
So far.
But we specialize in everything. Restoration, water damage, fire damage, mold, abatement. We do commercial roofing. We repair what we restore. We are famously super fast, super efficient, great communication. We are the leader in restoration.
When you need a 60-yard field goal to fix your basement, you're the 60. You're the.
I pinch into
you're
that.
You're the field goal kicker.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out.
Blue Sky, we are always open. We always answer. You can reach a manager across the United States at any time. 800-266-5677.
Mike Houston is dressed as a roofer, casual roofer today.
Tropical traveler.
Tropical traveler.
I like it.
Three T's.
It says New York, Toronto.
But it's cool. It's tropical.
Oh, just because it's got colors on it. Yeah, okay, yeah, fair.
It's all
okay.
over the place.
Yeah, just let him go.
Okay, all right.
Let it we're slide. On the radio. Let
okay,
it go.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah.
You know, he could no be knows. In a he could be in a world.
You're right.
You know, he wanted to come as Stephen A. Leahy, but he couldn't find the fedora. Yeah. Fight back now. Yeah. But we he couldn't fight. He couldn't good. Find the fedora that would fit sure. his gigantic right. dome. Look at that head.
Yes. Yeah, it's big.
That's at least a size 20 hat, and they don't make them that big.
They don't.
Leahy is a 19 and a half. So yeah,
so they're close.
Be close. What are you talking about, Michael?
Talking about having your roof inspected before you put solar panels up. We had a little disaster happen for Melanie and I think it was Lombard this past week. And
I believe Melanie and Lombard is what the notes say.
Yep.
And you're going to make sure that doesn't happen to others that have that need roofing. And you're helping my in-laws out put a new roof on their new home next this coming week.
This coming week, yeah.
So thank you for that. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what the best way to reach out to you and your team?
Lindholm Roofing is 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
And you'd like me to play this one.
Yeah, that one's good too. Yeah.
Okay. MegaPros.com.
Welcome back.
Hey, yeah, zing. Well, I want to say welcome back to you, but it's been a hot minute. How was your Normandy trip?
I had COVID and didn't go, and then my dog died. Yeah, so God had a plan.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, God did not want me to go to Normandy or to Paris.
Wow.
But I talked to a lady who went on the trip, had a fantastic time.
Okay.
And we're planning something with Steve Bertrand.
I didn't know that. I would have brought you soup.
I was sorry. Loaded with soup. I couldn't get any more soup in me. Max and Benny's and
like homemade soup.
No.
Max cures everything.
I'm telling you, once upon a grill and Max and Benny's matzo ball soup, both are delicious.
Okay.
What are we talking about, my friend?
I'm just here for the listeners. If you have any home improvement challenges, questions, you know, just I want to highlight costs just keep going up, and they're going to continue to keep going up. So mm-hmm. if you're seeing stuff and you're kind of shocked by it, and you just want to run it by, call into the show, text into the show saying, hey, does this make sense? Well, we're happy to help with that. And also just illustrate that cost will probably go up. So,
and your handyman work for those that are transitioning to their winter homes that might want help moving stuff around.
Any pre-planning is a good idea, right? Yeah. Especially when you're not there. So,
or putting summer furniture away, right? And checking out their house before they leave.
Yep, absolutely. Did all the phone numbers. People know.
All right.
It's okay.
MegaPros.com.
All right, we've got a heated mailbag. I've got updated information of Tony Preckwinkle's tax, second installment tax debacle. I've got more numbers to share from you. It still goes on.
Are you going to be sweating?
No, I'm going to be calm giving updated information Fantastic. That I've secured in the past 24 hours.
I'm sure listeners will appreciate that.
Yes, it's all actual and factual coming from a very, very good source.
I believe it is.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Owens from Chicago on 720 WGN, the Senegar mailbag. Come on up next. Senegar Plumbing, Jeremy, the only plumbing company, as you know, that I trust to touch my pipes.
That are in my house.
That are in my house.
That are in my house.
And your house, too.
And my house. Yeah, you're right.
And all the houses that you do work
Literally. In. Any of the houses that MegaPros works on is Center Garden Plumbing.
They know how to handle pipe.
They most certainly do.
They lay it.
They're the best.
And they wrench it and they fix it.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good with pipe.
Yes, they are.
And all the other things plumbing.
Of course.
312-981-7200. So I asked Ben to call our trusted executive producer of the show.
Yeah.
To call Tony Preckwinkle, see if he can get through this week. Ben, were you able to get through this week? Third-party verification,
I can't see
Ben?
Him with this.
No. His mailbox is still full.
His mailbox is still full. It's been 3 weeks now, Ben, that the mailbox has been full?
That is correct.
Okay. Very busy down there at the Cook County Board President's Office.
Is there an email instead of a phone number?
Let's not get specific. It's just you figure
don't matter.
Technologies that's been here for about 100 years.
Yep.
You should be able to get through to the County Board President, at least leave a message.
Can't even do that.
Got it. Ben, let's we have a new opening for the segment. Go. This is Nightline. The tax bill hostage situation. We've stole it from Ted Koppel and ABC. So thank you for that. It's now day 124 since the tax bills were due. 124 days. 93 days since the... I'm sorry. 124 days since, by statute, the tax bill should have been mailed. This is our update here every Saturday. 93 days since the tax bills were due. 60 days until the end of the year where our listeners in Cook County can need to pay their taxes so they could write it off on next year's tax returns. And here's the most important day, 136 days until St. Patrick's Day, when registered voters in Cook County can vote Tony Preckwinkle out of office and vote for Alderman Brendan Riley, who's running against her. She has a competitor, finally, who has a chance, a very good chance of knocking her out. I've got some data to share here for everybody. This is all factual data. There are over 1.8 million PINs, parcel index numbers, in the great county of Cook.
Okay.
That we collect in the great county of Cook over $18 billion.
That's a B.
A year, with a B.
Yeah, got it.
$18 billion, which is like $9 billion every installment. Okay?
Yeah.
95% are paid on time, 4% are late, 1% never get paid.
That's not bad percentages.
That's a pretty good percentage.
Yeah, totally.
You know what would be great?
Yeah.
We get a tax bill out in people's hands.
Yeah, right now they're not paying anything, right?
No. Okay. I was out to dinner with the guy who owns 15 properties in Cook County.
Okay.
He owns a bunch of commercial properties.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's talking. He's like, hey, you know what's going on with the tax bill? I'm like, I know exactly what's going on with the tax bill. And I divulged all of my information.
Uh-huh.
800,000. He's got 3 million sitting in a bank account.
Just ready waiting.
Ready to go.
Assuming that it's right? Because he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Have a bill.
$3 million.
Okay.
Maybe the county doesn't need the money.
Maybe they don't.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe we're just so flush here in Cook County.
I've heard that.
Mike.
I really have heard
look
that.
Look around. Sure. We don't need the money. We're just loaded.
Yeah.
Who needs an extra $9 billion? Not Cook County. We're good.
Uh-huh.
We're perfectly fine.
Got it.
Okay, it's Clown Show. Tyler Technologies. Fritz Kagi. Okay, here's our tax assessor. This clown.
Remember, calm.
I'm calm.
No yelling.
This is calm.
Okay, this
doing Kegel exercises right now. Men can do Kegel exercises, by the way.
Of course they can.
I'm putting it on videotape.
Obviously.
Starting a new Kegel exercise series for men.
Yep.
Okay, so Fritz Kagi, this who works for Tony Preckwinkle, who will not do anything to go after Tyler Technologies, the company that the county has paid $30 million in 2015, who cannot get the software right. You know what I would do? I would embarrass the hell out of them. I would go, Tyler Technologies, when are you going to fix this problem? They would get a boatload, a train load, a truck load, a whatever load of programmers here to fix the problem. And I embarrass them every single day, publicly traded company, and watch their stock price go down until this is fixed if I was county board president, which I would never pass background check. That's a whole nother story, Michael Houston. Okay? 800,000 people, 800,000 people, 800,000, 800K.
Sure. So close to a million.
Pay taxes from their servicers. The county gets 800,000 tax payments from servicing companies, which means those folks are paying into their monthly mortgage payment taxes and maybe insurance, but we know it's taxes because 800,000 of the 1.8 PINs are paid by servicers.
Got it.
That means if you're escrowing your taxes and the tax bill doesn't come out on time and your servicer doesn't pay it on time, not many people that have got $500 to $700 in their bank account have got the dough just to lay out that extra money while we wait for the county to send out tax bills and get paid.
So it's going to be a surprise to at least 800,000 people.
Well,
It's
not a surprise. It could be a kick in the groin to 800,000 because if those bills don't go out on time and those taxes don't get paid and the servicers, there's a snafu on the servicing side.
Got it.
Okay, because nothing happens at the end of their year incorrectly because everybody's working full time at the end of the year. Nobody takes off time for, you know, there's never a software glitch anywhere. Like the lady that called last week who couldn't get her money back from Mr. Cooper. Mm-hmm. So I jumped on it. I contact, naturally, New Res. Okay, I contacted the wrong servicing company. Right? I made them
sick. That'll happen.
Right, got a hold of New Res. I'm like, okay, got a lady. We're going to fix it. Lady's like, you can't find the loan. I'm like, get a hold of the caller, Jamie, that called last week. She's like, yeah, it's not New Res. That's why they can't find it. It's Mr. Cooper. I'm like, awesome. I just wasted 3 days of my life trying to help her out. So started over with Mr. Cooper. I'm in the process of helping her try to get her $4,000. She called yesterday when you were with your family.
Yep.
And I'm in the process of doing that. So nice. That's another.
That's good. What
we're helping here. We've got a listener here. We got Ronnie in Indiana, moving back to Illinois because all of her family's here. She didn't like Indiana. She didn't know how she was going to do it. She's got $2 million in her Roth IRA, and she's 75 years old, and she gets $3,000 a month with retirement. I'm like, don't worry about it. We'll set up a stream of income. So Ronnie over here, I printed it out so I didn't forget. So you're good to go. And then I've got Vivian over here who decided to buy a new house and she was looking for a bridge loan, but she had her home on the market. And listen, she had a $600,000 home free and clear. What do I tell everybody? Take out a line of credit, for God's sake.
Yeah.
She could have written a check, stroked a check right off of it, and paid for it.
Do you guys have, I'm just curious, show of hands, do you have a line of credit on your house?
Joel, you have a line of credit?
Even if your house is paid off.
I do not.
No, that's a bad move. You have a line of credit? You don't have a line of credit.
You would know.
No, I just did your loan. You don't have a line of credit.
I don't.
Okay. You have a line of credit?
I just closed last week.
Yeah. And the appraiser's coming out this week?
No, it's already done.
No, mine. I'm doing it.
Oh, for yours. Yeah. And again, that goes back to, we do not need it, but boy, oh boy.
I do not need it. But I'm going to have.
Nice if we have it.
And I am wearing a dress as Jeremy and a tie-dye.
Yes, you are. I love it.
Mega Pro. So if, when you see it on video and I'm floating, it's because I decided to go with the cool one, because you usually wear the tie-dye one.
I like it.
And you didn't wear your tie-dye one.
Sorry.
So thank you for that.
Disappointed.
All right. In the last 2 minutes here, three calls for reverse mortgages. Okay?
Huh.
One from a 78-year-old lady, lives in a $250,000 home. She owes $100,000 on her mortgage. She's running out of money, can't make it on $3,000 a month. Next is a listener, son-in-law of listeners in the western suburbs, live in a $600,000 home. His father-in-law has dementia. Mother-in-law has got power of attorney. He's 87. She's 80. $600,000 home, in-home health care, down to $25,000 left in all the assets that they have left. We're going to help them. We're talking with them about doing a reverse mortgage so the family doesn't have it tapped into their resources. They could tap into the $600,000 of the equity of the home that they own free and clear.
And the goal of that is so the family stays in the house, right? Because otherwise it would be, hey, you got to sell the house. You're going to move to a new place. Like, How much does that cost? Well, and
a lot of money.
The mental strain that would take on someone.
The disruption. You don't need the disruption for somebody
who's
got... No, I
get it. Totally makes sense.
And last but not least, an attorney called me. You know him. We won't mention his name. You'd rather be nameless.
No, he's a great guy.
Great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's working with a widow, 80-year-old widow. Want to hear this?
Yeah.
80-year-old widow living in a $500,000 home. Needs 24-hour, 7-day-a-week in-home health care, which is costing about 12 to 13 G's. A month.
Yep. More than that.
Okay, so we'll say at least 12.
We'll say 15.
Okay, great.
She's got $7,000 a month coming in from her retirement. So she's okay, but not enough.
Yeah.
The in-home health care, she's got COPD. Okay, so the in-home health care wanted to cut her a deal. This is what the guy told me, and you know him, and you know it's right.
Yeah.
They're like, sign the home over to us, and we'll take care of you, and then when you expire, we'll get our money back from the equity of the home that is owned free and clear. Wrong.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh yeah. You need oxygen. Oh yeah. We're gonna turn down the oxygen. Yeah. Really? Sign the deed over, and then the meds start drifting down,
no
and
way.
The oxygen starts cutting off, and then she's dead, and then they get a home. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's.
I'm like, that doesn't sound right, my friend. He's like, I don't think so. I'm like, so we're talking with him about taking out, I think, a $250,000 reverse mortgage to help this lady with COPD.
Got it.
So these are the games that people play.
Yeah, that's. That's a hardcore scam.
Three reverse mortgage calls in like 26 hours. Huh. Bam, bam, bam. So you think people are living on the edge? They are. All right, we got to take a quick break. We got news coming up next. D. Ryan Burrow, who said earlier that this was his favorite show on WGN.
Not true.
312-981. Oh, that must have been Tony. I thought it was Ryan. We'll go back and review the tape. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got the Joel Spencer coming up after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Tell you what, I went to Bub City or Joe's last night in Rosemont.
Okay.
Saw 16 Candles, which is a cover band that does 80s music. Phenomenal.
Do you dance?
No, I sway. My wife in front of me dances, so I just watch her. And there were, I just like.
Can you show us?
I drift.
Okay.
Which is good on the radio.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, I get it.
A lot of our listeners are digging this conversation.
Yeah, that's it.
But a lot of.
Awesome music.
Awesome. Great band. Yeah. Great band. And a lot of attendees my age in their 50s.
Okay.
Dressed in Halloween costumes, which was quite interesting.
Oh, I bet.
I just wanted to throw
it
out.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I
wanted to thank 90% of the people for dressing up, and the other 10, you might want to reconsider next year. Yeah.
The outfit, the whatever.
That skin-tight outfit that might have looked good 20 years ago. Might want to get a mirror. 312-9, I dressed as a mortgage professional.
Of course you did.
Yes. Because I had no idea going into it, or I would have wore something.
Yeah. You could have wore that.
I could have wore my translucent, because we have green screens. Yeah. Nobody, when you see the videos, I'm floating, which is kind of awesome.
It is awesome.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We talked earlier about settling houses. And a lot of our listeners don't understand. I understand because you guys have been on the show for 6-7 years and I've learned a ton. But rain is actually good for foundations, and drought that we've had is not good for you or Corey, because he can't, you know, clean up basements when there's no water in their basements unless pipes break. But can you explain why rain is good for foundations and why this time of year, because of the lack of rain, is harmful or could be harmful and foundations could be shifting?
Yeah, so they both actually have an effect. So when it rains, most of the soil in our area is clay, and it absorbs some of that rain and it expands. So it actually puts pressure up against your foundation when we have rainy times.
Holds it in place.
In a sense, it can, yeah. But it can also
puts
put too much pressure on the foundation. So when it rains a lot and there's a lot of pressure, you can actually get some inward movement and things can happen structurally. And then alternatively, when it gets very dry, which it has over the last couple months, that clay soil shrinks. So it dries out, it pulls away from the foundation, and so that pressure is removed. If it's dry enough, long enough, it can actually be no longer touching the sides of your foundation. So you can go outside and you actually see a gap there.
Does urinating in your backyard or dog run like I do when I take my dogs out, does that help because I'm adding more liquid to the ground?
Yeah, it probably depends on how many dogs you have.
You know, dogs and you, take, how often you go out there.
Yeah. You've got a good stream.
It would take a lot. I would say it probably wouldn't have a big
I drink a lot of water,
impact.
Jeremy. Just throwing it out there. What am I doing? I'm waiting for my dog. I got to go to the bathroom.
They're going to the bathroom.
I go to the bathroom. I'm next to the fence. They can't. Nobody can see me.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm
not judging.
You're setting an example.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm not judging.
It's God's way.
You're marking your territory, too.
It's what where do you think they urinated 500 years ago?
Well, of course.
Okay, I'm just making a point.
Yep.
Back to you, Josh. Joel. Begins with a J.
It could be Josh the cookie.
It's the cookie. It's a chocolate chip cookie that's throwing me off.
So you're out there protecting the stability of your foundation.
You're welcome.
That's smart.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot.
I like how he keeps a straight face.
I should contract myself out to other homes that are having
obviously
foundation problems.
That would be amazing.
It's a new service we could roll out.
Joel.
And so, there's a lot of fluctuating conditions around your foundation, and that's what happens. So there's a lot of pressure, and then there's a lack of pressure. And so what happens in some foundations, depending on soil conditions and a lot of different factors, people can have structural issues in their homes, which usually represented by the foundation sinking down into the ground or walls caving in. And they're some of the hardest things to identify. A lot of times they start out pretty mild, and you might not recognize it. So November, after all this dry time, is a good time to see what's changing and happening around your house. And that can be represented by things like doors and windows that are sticking, cracks in drywall above those areas, and like I say, those cracks in the basement and the foundation widening or deflecting. And so you usually notice upstairs that your floors maybe starting to get uneven. Those are symptoms of what could be happening.
You know what's happened in my house?
What is happening
around the garage? Because, you know, I have that whatever.
Neoprene weather stripping?
No, it's on the outside.
Yeah.
That started cracking. So I took a. I'll show you. I sent the picture to my
faulty product.
Well, I think it's got to be, you know, some type of settling. It's been over 3 years, right? You think or no? I'll show you pictures. I got pictures.
Yeah, we need to see the
pictures. Once we see the pictures. The reality is there's a lot of different things that can happen in your house. And so it's just good when you see something that's not normal, whether it's what you're experiencing with your garage or, you know, with your doors. You know, it's good to have it looked at, because when you catch these things early, then we're able to treat them more simply.
Joel, you had questions about...
I'm not Joel.
I mean...
I like it.
Jeremy.
Wow, you're really...
You're
on fire.
I'm on fire today. The amount of time it takes for your team to do an inspection that are complimentary, right? If somebody's having challenges, how long would it typically take for a member of your team, tribal members as you like to call them, to come through our listener's house and identify what the challenges are?
So our inspections are free, like you said, and it usually takes an hour or two, you know, depending on what's going on. It could take up to 3 hours if you have a lot of things to evaluate. So we look at all those factors, all those symptoms. We take a lot of different measurements, fancy lasers, all those things to help determine what's going on and get you the right solution.
Is the foundation work, because a lot of our listeners, you know, when I hear foundation, I'm thinking, okay, you need a backhoe. You got to start digging out. Is there stuff that you can do on the inside that's quick and easy to pin stuff up and to reinforce before you start digging out the side of somebody's home?
Yeah, a lot of our solutions are interior because it's more cost effective and they're very reliable methods. So we can perform most repairs inside or outside, but a lot of the work is actually done from the inside because, you know, to dig a house out after it's been built, there's garages, patios, decks. There's a lot of things that are in the way. And so most of our solutions are right on the inside.
Financing options available if our listeners want to do that?
Yeah, we have no interest and long-term financing options to help make it affordable so anyone can fix their home if they need to.
630 is not happy with me, David. How unprofessional can you be? I could be very, if you think that was unprofessional, I could double down on it. Please let the guy make his business plug, and how about you shut up? So we've got 2 minutes for the break, Joel. I'll just shut up, turn my mic off. Hold on, there you go.
All right, I've been waiting for this. Now, it's all very helpful information. You know, some people don't know what happens when they urinate outside.
Right, exactly. I'm just adding valuable added information. So the pictures that I showed
you. It's definitely structural.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's something going on. I'll show you, Joel, as well. I mean, there's something going on. You know, what did you think? I've got some peeling and cracking in the corner of my...
It's like a limestone surround around his garages.
And those are cracking.
Those are cracking.
And they shouldn't be cracking.
I mean, all concrete and all things like that do crack. That's the nature of the beast. But yeah, it could get a lot worse. So yeah, I would recommend that getting fixed.
Yeah. No, yeah. I sent it to our builder and said, hey, can we check this out and tell me what's going on here?
Sure.
So something like that, if I'm only getting it in the garage, it's probably happening in other areas of my house.
It may or may not. Sometimes it's localized. So, you know, there's a lot of, as we talked about, there's different factors that happen and different reasons that a foundation might fail. So sometimes we'll see it right in the corner of a garage, and that's the only spot. Sometimes we'll see an entire home. And sometimes, let's say, things progress over time. So,
nice.
So you could have a real localized problem, and you have a little crack now, and it would pay to help keep it that way.
Phone number for listeners want to reach out.
800-421-7325.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I was supposed to go to Corey first. Sorry, I'm getting old and senior moment here. We're going to throw it over to the newsroom and the sports room where Tony, this is Tony, even though Ryan might not be Ryan's favorite show, it is Tony's favorite show
because
he started here and he knows where his bread is buttered. Tony, will you confirm that? Okay, radio silence. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration coming up next.
Let's review.
Do you want me to read that for you?
I'm
in a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic.
Hooked on phonics.
Yeah.
Work for me.
Aren't we hooked on phonics?
I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out. Phonics. Completely forgot the word.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call. Take some photo line. So after your kids met the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago, was therapy needed after the Bulls game, or are they okay?
You know, that was the first great meeting because that was the first time they met you in person. But their entire lives, they've been speaking to you on the air.
Yes.
You know, we've called, wished him happy birthday. I did have to pay back that blizzard you owed me to my son on his last birthday.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
It's the next errand to run, David.
You know? That's what I'm good at.
No. It was such a treat to be in the suite with you. The Team Hochberg suite at United Center is awesome. Being there with you for the Bulls was an amazing event with the family. Bringing the kids up there was awesome. And then the next night, you lent me the room. I had to pay you for it.
No.
You sold it to me.
No, I lent it to you. Go ahead.
We had a great time up there watching the Hawks win. Chicago sports are amazing right now.
Right.
Well, not baseball. But I'm here. I am the baseball player. Blue Sky baseball player. It's a Halloween themed show.
I like it.
World Series champions restoration. I'll say it one more time on the air.
You guys do an amazing job, and you guys are throughout the country. You guys, if there's a challenge, you know, you got storms rolling in to the south again. It's hurricanes coming, and if you have a family member or a business up here and have got a location down there or a home down there, and it happens to get wiped out like everybody in Naples, Florida did, or Tampa a couple of years ago, back-to-back storms coming through, it's good to have a resource that you could trust. It's Nationwide, and that's what you guys are.
Yeah, Blue Sky, we are the nationwide leader in restoration. And I want to kind of take you through a day in the life of what that means. I'm Corey. I work out of the Chicago office. We get dozens of calls a day. Last week, lots of water damage. There's towers with water damage. But I want to tell you a story about, I got a call from a client for an apartment fire. And I went out to meet them. The call comes in and says, Corey, we got flames shooting out of the building. We've called the fire department. They are here. We need Blue Sky immediately. So that's what our calls are like, okay? Wow. There's emergencies going on. We immediately respond. We are Chicago's leading restoration company, so we've got a huge team. We will never let you hang. If you have an emergency and you get a call to Blue Sky, we're taking your call and we're responding to you. But I want to kind of let you know, like, what does that like, responding to a fire, meeting the fire department out there and the apartment operators? So first things first is obviously always call the fire department first. They are there to save lives. They respond to keep people safe, to save people from the building, and then to put out the fire and stop the property damage. But first and foremost, they are there to help you and save you. Next is call Blue Sky, because we're going to come out. There's going to be a lot of emergency things going on. Flames shooting out of a building, if you can only imagine what that is like to enter. So fire department's there. They're going to do their work, and then they're going to release it back to the owner of the building and to Blue Sky, because there's emergency work they want to see performed, like boarding up any penetrations to the building, kicked in doors. So we'll quickly meet with the fire department. Let's say, all right, Corey, we've taken out the screen door. The AC unit came out of the wall. That's where the fires were. We've also kicked in 7 doors that all need to be secured. And then we'll go over some preliminary things about the building. We'll know, is the building occupiable? Is there electric? In this particular case, there was just the one apartment that was uninhabitable. So everybody in the building was actually able to stay, which is great, which means we also need to make sure the air is clean and get in the scrubbers and start the initial emergency cleaning that very evening, the very day of the fire.
If you encapsulate it, it won't escape the unit. It won't go through the walls.
Now, when you say encapsulate, I can't wait to hear what
he did my basement. He did my basement.
How are you going to do that in a condo?
Well, encapsulation is a restoration technique,
sure,
but a little further down the line.
I'm sorry, you put the tent up. You
containment.
Containment tent.
So
not
first step, yes, sorry. You can contain with plastic, and then you do negative air, so you're actually pushing the air from the source out of the building.
Got it.
Not vice versa. So sure. you're containing the smoky area, and then you're ejecting the smoke.
I got a question for you. Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, but like in the condo that I owned, we had, well, I guess the bottom opened up. So the bottom window opened up. So you would just vent it through the bottom window, because it was, I didn't have any doorway, no terraces, but the bottom of the window kind of cantilevered in. Is that the right word?
Yes, sure.
Okay, look at that.
Okay.
All right, but it opened in. And,
there you go.
And so you would vent it out that way.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
We're gonna find a way to achieve negative air pressure and ventilate. Yep.
What does cantilever mean?
It's not that term.
Okay. Well,
it's usually
it sounded
an extension
good.
Of like a house where your weight load's on the inside,
right,
and then that's floating on
specific.
The outside.
Don't get specific. It's a rate. It's okay.
You had an awning window that opened up.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. There, Mr. Cantilever.
I didn't say
you guys,
it.
We're talking about something much more serious.
Yeah.
We know. Structural fire.
I got it. Thank
right.
You.
No. So you seal off so it can't go out the front door is what I was saying. Right. Because that's what they did in my basement. You contained the area where the mold was. It was a zipper, and then you had to go in there. You put a tent up,
yeah,
which is basically what you did.
Yeah,
okay.
And hey, let's take a note. Our containment barriers are absolutely beautiful. They're airtight. They're a zipper entry, and you can even see our negative pressure just looking at the plastic. And manipulating air pressures mean in that source, in that area, we're having contaminant. Could be smoke, could be mold, could be asbestos. In your case, David, it was mold. You can actually see the plastic kind of bow in, and that shows, okay, we're under negative. When you open the zipper, because it's a work site, so you can come and go, you can literally open that zipper and feel the air from the clean portion of the home or building rushing into that area. So that is the critical restoration technique of negative air pressures, because what you have to avoid is cross-contamination. You can't be under positive pressure and blow mold or smoke or asbestos or these other things and affected areas.
How long does that usually take to get? I know every fire is different. Every house is different. The size of the room, the size of the dam, all that stuff. But on average, what does it usually take to get through the negative air to extract?
To mitigate.
Yeah, thank you. To mitigate.
You're welcome.
So
get all that cantilever. Yeah.
You know, Blue Sky looks at these projects as not just mitigation, but also the final repair. And frankly, our claim to fame is how quick we can move through these processes. This particular job, which is an apartment fire where one apartment is 100% destroyed. I mean, it is gone.
Yeah.
Now, this building was an older building, so it was built out of block, which is actually a good thing because that reduced the amount of smoke fallout. It reduced the amount of water penetrating adjacent areas. Like in this loss, there was one apartment completely totaled by fire. Only two apartments received water damage and a hallway. Frankly, the fire department doing their life safety check broke more doors than to apartments that weren't any affected. Now,
well, that's okay.
That is okay.
Okay, thank you.
They're running through the building. They're making sure there's nobody injured or hurt. They got to get into these units. They got to check every single one. And the door's locked. They're going to knock a few times.
And that's what firemen are supposed to do. Firefighters are supposed to do.
We want them to do that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you can replace a door in a jam with a lot easier than you can a life that's behind there that you don't know what's behind the door. Yep. So good for the firefighters.
Yeah. So let's break down the project real quick. This is maybe a 2-month project. Mitigation should be about a week. So that is, you do the emergency service night of, you contain it, you set the filters, you start the drying, and then you move into the mitigation demoscope. The one apartment I told you is totaled, so all the drywall comes out, all the flooring comes out, cabinets come out. Then we structurally clean that space. Now, David, we're ready for encapsulation. After you clean the structure that's going to remain, like you, charred framing's got to go. But all the other framing and structural components of the building that are not charred, they can be cleaned free of the smoke, and then they can be encapsulated, and that will prevent any odors in the future.
One-stop shop phone number. What's the Blue Sky number?
You can reach us anytime. We're always open, and a manager will take your call nationwide, 800-266-5677.
Taylor Bell is listening to Daddy right now from an 847. I assume that you and your wife is sending in a picture of her and your adorable daughter.
That's awesome. Hello, Taylor.
Taylor Bell. Where'd the bell come from?
Taylor Bell Ambrose. That's her middle name, you know, maybe Tinkerbell.
All right. I like
that. My sister was Tinkerbell in Walt Disney World for a while.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Love it.
Phone number one more time before we hit the break.
Blue Sky Restoration, the World Series champions of restoration. 800-266-5677.
All right, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing coming up after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WJ.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. The James Earl Jones of Deep Voice Voiceover Men here in Chicago. He's awesome. Nicest guy on the planet, too. 312. Kind of like Tony.
And well-dressed.
Very well-dressed.
Very well-dressed. Very sharp-dressed man.
Kind of like Tony, our sports guy.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree.
He chimed in that we are definitely not his favorite show on Saturday. Right, Tony? Rough.
You're up there.
Yeah, we're up there.
Yeah.
Man.
It's Ryan Burrow's training right there.
Yikes.
312-981-7200. 312, you go back to sleep, Tony. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I know you want to talk about solar, but I want to put a shout-out. My in-laws bought a home 5 minutes from my house. They are moving from Del Webb in Mundelein to a home closer to Northbrook where we live, and my sister-in-law in Deerfield, and my other sister-in-law in Evanston. So it won't take an hour and a half to get to Evanston. They should have bought a helicopter because to get from Del Webb in Mundelein to Evanston is like a whole day trip.
It's a drive.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. 1,700 stoplights. So they bought a home, and it needed a new roof, right? Right. You inspected the old roof. They were concerned. You're like, it needs a new roof. And you're going out there this week. They closed yesterday. Dave Schluter helped them. No mortgage needed. Actually, they went to another mortgage guy.
Of course they did. Like close to home.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. They're your in-laws.
They're my in-laws.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm already giving them a better, but whatever. It's great. But you're doing the roof, so thank you. And that just goes to show our listeners that I use the experts on the show my old house. I needed to seal my basement. I called Roy out. I hadn't known Joel at the time. They did new drain tile, patched the holes before I sold it. Corey came in, fixed the mold challenge I had when I had the leak in my sump pump that Joel put in, and Permaseal put in the basement defender after that, so I didn't have any more holes. Mike came out and is helping my in-laws and everybody that we talk to, and you've done...
I get weekly calls from you.
You get weekly calls, yeah. What the hell's going on now?
Sure, yeah.
We've done many big and small jobs from this radio show, sourced from this radio show.
So thank you for taking care of my in-laws. Schluter used them for their legal stuff, so...
I took care of Schluter.
You took care of Schluter,
too? Taking care of Schluter's brother.
He does. Is it the brother he likes or doesn't like? Because there's one that he doesn't like at all.
Do you want to say that on the radio? Let's just assume it's the one he likes.
He doesn't like talking about it, so let's not like bring it up.
Wow.
We'll edit it out. Okay. So solar panels. A lot of our listeners, even though there are no tax breaks coming up in the future because of the Trump administration eliminated them before budgetary reasons. It's not a political statement. It's a fact. You're probably not going to be seeing any new jobs going up because that helped offset the cost of the project. But if you have an existing bank of solar panels on your house and you want to do roof jobs, fire away.
So what happened was a lady called, Melanie from Lombard called, and she had a leak. So we go out. We didn't even know there were solar panels on the roof, and we sourced the leak and found where it was leaking from. And lo and behold, under solar panels. We go on the roof, gutter line. We look at the roof. It's the granules are in the gutter, the shingles are curling, there's nail pops. I can't see under the panels because it's, you know, the panels are only 2-3 inches above the roof. And I told her, well, I'm sorry, but you have to take these solar panels off. How old are they? She said, like, 4 years.
Four or 40?
Four.
4 years.
4 years. So the solar panel company obviously did not
inspect the roof,
or
right?
They didn't. They just wanted the business.
Huh.
So if you are considering getting solar panels, and I know a lot of our listeners aren't anymore because the tax incentives have gone away.
Cost.
But
well, they're
still there.
Going along.
They're still there.
Right now.
But even if you have solar panels that are 15, 20 years old, you have to take those off in order to replace a roof. You have to take those off in order to replace a leak. Just
sure.
A leak.
Just repair.
And we can't do it. We're not authorized to do that. So you have to hire a solar panel install company, which are becoming more and more hard to find, to come out and take off your solar panels and sort find a leak, do the repair or replacement, and then put the solar panels back on if the solar panels are still good. Now, these four-year-old solar panels are fine.
Of course.
But we can't take them off.
Can she not reach out to that same company that installed
a lot of solar panel companies?
Oh, for real?
No longer in business.
Yep. In 4 years' time?
Yep. Ever since the incentive, the tax incentive that David was talking about went away, a lot of those solar panel companies are gone. But there's still a few that were a little stronger or better structured that are still there, that are still performing the service of removing and reinstalling or replacing or providing new.
There was a guy.
Yeah.
Your father and I had lunch with him at Erie Street Cafe.
Okay.
I know that's a hard stretch for you and, you know, your father, because he always ate there.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not a hard stretch. I love that place.
That was a joke.
It's
but, great. You know, but
November
that was
5th
his,
is coming up.
Yeah, but that was his office, right?
Yes, it was.
I mean,
yeah,
his three-hour lunches, office. You go to have lunch with Joe, forget about it. It's an entire afternoon.
Yeah.
We sat with a solar guy. He's like, here's what I want to do. I want you to give us all of your databases, my database and all of MegaPro's database. We're going to market to all of your database our wonderful products, and we're going to give you a 10% finder's fee. And we're going to do all this, that, and the other thing. And I look at him, and he's like, what do you think? I'm like, Joe, you want to go first? Yeah. Joe's like, not a chance in hell. I go, exactly. And then he goes, what about, and you, Dave, I go, you refer to Joe Hogle. I'm like, there's no shot.
Yeah.
There's no shot. Your father got a bad feeling for this guy. I got a bad feeling for this guy. Yeah, I'm going to turn over every single person that Team Hochberg is going to loan for.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that trusts
that
you.
Trusts us.
That trusted us to do their mortgage and that trusted Mega to do whatever they had.
Correct.
You know, Mega do home improvements and additions. Yeah. We're like, yeah, that's a hard no. Strong pass.
So Mike, how do you help this customer then? So now
we had to, I have a source.
Okay.
To go out there and remove the solar panels and put them back on. So wow. she had,
and it's two steps. It's got to be right. So it's I'm pulling
expensive.
The panels off. Got to coordinate with your team. When are they doing the shingles? And then coordinate back permit inspection. Shenanigans. When you say expensive, like $1,500, so like $7,000, $8,000.
Thousand.
Wow.
It's disconnecting all the solar panels.
Well, sure.
If we're replacing the roof, you have to take off all the brackets, put the brackets back on, maybe even new brackets, put the solar panels back up, electrically connect.
That's unbelievable.
We got to take a quick break. We're super late for the next sure. break. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Mike, what's the best way to do it?
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
All right, we're going to come back, open it up to the round table here. One of the employees by the last name of Fergie asked me a question during the break, rhymes with Fergie, about his escrow. And I think it's applicable to a lot of our listeners. If Fergie's got a question about it, then other listeners, it's got to do with an escrow adjustment.
Sure.
So he's one of the folks that are escrowing, and it's a great question. He didn't want me to mention his name, so I won't. That's why we did Fergie instead of Bob Ferguson. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You see that, what I did there, Joel? This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So Fergie, during the break, said, hey, why is my servicing company sent me a video about how my escrow is going up? And I explained to him that he's like, how can they know that? Well, they know that because they get your tax bill to pay your tax bills if you're escrowing your taxes. And if they see that your taxes went up, they have to adjust the monthly payment in order to cover the increase in the tax bill that they just paid. And they give you two options. You could pay it out over time. So say it's, I don't know, say it's $200, okay? You could pay it out $50 over the next four payments, or $53 over the next, because they hit you with a little extra juice on the money. Or you could just write a check in your next payment and send us the $200 and get caught up, right?
Yeah.
So
that's very common.
Well, it hadn't happened to him in the past.
Got it.
So it was his first escrow adjustment, which happens, unfortunately, all the time, especially if you live in Cook County with the ridiculous taxes that we pay here for the services that we get. It's just bananas. I want to thank the state government also for passing a $1.5 billion tax bill to take care of the public transit here in Chicago. So everybody downstate is going to be paying an extra, from what I understand, 45 cents tolls. So nice job, state of Illinois legislator. You got this thing wired in. And I did also find out that early this morning, that they pushed the Cook County by law, they pushed when the Cook County first installment's due from February to April. So even though Tony Preckwinkle and Fritz K, you're going to shove your tax bill down your throat late this year, they're going to give you extra couple of months.
Of them.
Oh, super nice.
Yeah, super nice guys.
Yeah. Those guys are efficient government.
Yes, they are.
Oh, they've got it. If they worked in the private sector, how long would they be working for you,
Jeremy? They expect results.
How long would they be working for you?
Zero.
How long would they be working for you, Joel?
Not long. Yeah. Okay, I'm glad there's a happy ending to that story.
We don't talk happy endings on the show. It's a family show. Corey, how long would they be working for you? If they acted the way they did and performed it the way they did, not being able to get things done, it's absolutely disgusting. 312-981-7200. So I just wanted to bring up that escrow challenge, because when the tax bills do come out, if you're in Cook County and you're in the area of Cook County that is going to see a real estate tax increase, then your servicing company, if you're part of the 800,000 property index numbers that are coming in from a servicing company and the taxes on those properties gone up, then you either have to give a lump sum to get it caught up or pay it out over time in order for your servicing company to be right. Yes.
Can I ask another tax question?
Sure, go ahead.
Just because we're on the subject. My beautiful, gorgeous smoke show wife.
Oh, younger wife.
No, she's older.
Oh, God. Yeah, she's even
hotter. So she checks another box for me.
Yeah.
She asked me a question. Hey, because all these houses in our area are selling way above market value. I mean, it's still crazy, can't keep up, yada, mm-hmm. yada, yada. How is that going to affect our taxes, even though we haven't sold? And I said, ha, that's adorable. Because it will.
Yeah. Going up.
Regardless if we sold or not, because of all the houses around us, they're selling at a premium, our taxes will go up as well. So could you shed some light on that real quick?
Yeah. Or is Corey, you want to put your realtor hat on and and explain, or you want me to handle that one?
I'll take a stab. Okay. So,
yeah.
No, in a previous life.
And your wife's a realtor.
His wife's a realtor. And his mom's a realtor.
Okay. Yep. Assumed market value. While your neighbors are going up, and the city's going to know that your house is worth more. And
so they're just going to say, hey, your house has got to be worth more because your neighbor's
house is worth more since you bought it. It does appreciate over time.
It does, but I don't want to pay taxes on it. I want to treat it like stock, right? I want to keep it there, and then only when I want the money do I want to pay capital gains.
Right. So in your fantasy world, that doesn't exist until you wake up out of your dream.
Totally understand. But I thought it was a great question for...
It's a great question.
The consumer, my beautiful wife, saying like, hey, how does this impact us? And it will directly impact us.
Yeah, I'll give you a perfect example.
Yeah.
On my street, there were, in 2007, when we bought the teardown that we bought.
Yes.
There were, say, 40 homes on our street. Okay.
On your tree streets.
On our tree. Well, there were, 40 homes on our streets.
Okay.
Right. 10 in between each stop sign. Okay. Right?
Yes.
So there's 10 between each stop sign.
Uh-huh.
All right. That was 2007 when I bought it.
Yeah.
Right. And it's out in your, Mike, you see it all the time. Okay. So, but 2007 and 2027.
Yep.
Okay. There were probably three or four bigger homes that were already torn down and rebuilt.
Yes.
Okay. 2025, 18 years later, right? I bought the home, knocked it down, and built my Sukasa, my wife's house.
See.
Okay, so now there are 70% of the homes.
Correct.
That are now completely rebuilt and knocked down. So we only have 30% of the homes that are in quote-unquote tear down, circa 1950 Northbrook ranch houses with huge plots of land.
Yes.
Okay, so all of those houses are now worth more money.
Of course,
because the home that I bought as a teardown, their home's worth $300,000-$400,000.
Their land might be worth more than their house,
right?
Yeah,
but it's still their value of their property goes up, and they're going to be paying more taxes on it.
Sure,
it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So yes, unfortunately, when you are living in an area. And that's the challenge that we have in the city with gentrified area. We got to have affordable housing. Well, it's tough to have affordable housing when the three-unit building that you're living in that you bought for $175,000 40 years ago is worth $1.75 million.
And it costs so much money just to build.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you want to have affordable housing, but what are you going to do with the piece of... Listen, the only reason I'm bringing it up because Steven talked about it, his mom's home in River North.
Yes.
Okay? Bought it for like $175,000 40 years ago. It's worth over $1 million now.
Yeah.
Okay? And there are some aldermen are like, you know, those homeowners should do it with affordable housing. No, Spartacus. That 75-year-old lady is sitting on $1 million worth of asset.
Yeah, she never thought that she would.
Okay, but today, 40 years later, but these aldermen are like, well, those people should really turn those houses over. And all of the equity in their home and all of their net worth should go back to the people. No, we're not communism here, right? This lady owns a house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, you know, and those builders should affordable house. Shut up.
And that's
you
what
can do
Corey's,
whatever you want with that piece of property. It's your property.
That's kind of what Corey's saying is like, hey, aren't you happy that your house is worth more money too? Yeah, in theory. It's just, it didn't hit my adorable wife's brain of thinking, wow, our costs are going to go up now too,
yes,
just because our neighbor's house went up and so on and so forth.
And here we got to hit a break. 224 Texan, longtime listener of the show. I know where he lives. You know, he's like, yeah, I grew up down the street. I know where you live. Blah blah blah. His mom's house, okay, where he grew up, right?
Yep,
is now on the market as a teardown. Okay, it's one of the last remaining houses of this texter who's on the other block further down.
Got it.
Okay, and that house as a teardown is going to go for $700,000-$800,000. That's just because that's what the property is worth.
You can't make more land.
Can't make more land.
Yep.
All right, we got to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, photo line. This is Zone 2 Chicago at 720 WG.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Good morning. I heard you talking about new roofs. Be sure to tell people to call their homeowner's insurance agent / carrier and let them know about the new roof. It will reduce their annual premiums. Michael, you want to comment?
It will likely reduce your annual premium. If you get a class 3 or class 4 hail rated product, then it will even more likely reduce. But yes, you should always inform your insurance carrier that you do have a new roof, it will not hurt, period.
All right. Wish I still lived in Cook County so I could help vote Prinkwinkle out. Thank you for your comment. 312981, mom still doesn't have my her tax bill yet. We've covered that in nauseam. Why? Thanks, Tyler Technologies. We have a two flat with tenants, and the taxes are escrowed and paid by the servicer. I'm wondering if I should pay estimated Cook County taxes separately to report that expense on my 2025 taxes.
We just talked about this.
You cannot, and I checked with the treasurer's office yesterday. You cannot pay your real estate taxes to the county without having a tax bill. I thought you could go off the pin. They will not take payment without a tax bill.
So we can't even give them money.
You can't give them. The guy had dinner with 15 properties, $3 million in the bank.
Sure.
Just sitting there.
Yeah, that's wild.
He's like, I want to pay him. He's like, I've had the money sitting there since August. Yep. I can't give him the money.
Okay.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. My son and grandson were over to visit. My son took his dog out late at night. He said he had to... but every 5 feet, another motion detector light came on, and he was embarrassed. So I thought his grandson
had to
probably
go potty.
Yeah, well, just tell your grandson to get over it. Right, sure. It's a fact of life. You pee and there's
watering the foundation.
Yeah,
there
come
you
on.
Just, yeah, you're just there. You go watering the foundation. I'm just watering the foundation.
Lights go on. Come on, power through that. I do it because my dog has stage fright every once in a while. I'm like, all right, Sparty, here's what you go. He just lost his brother. He's got some challenges. And he gets a little scared. I'm like, listen, it's this easy. And I just take care of it. 312981. And then he follows his dad's lead.
Set an example.
That set a good example. 312981. And I don't lift my leg because I don't have the balance I used. 312981-7200. 312981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. David and Crystal Lake, how are you?
I'm well this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How can we help you, my friend?
Got a quick, well, I don't know if it's a quick question, but I've been blessed enough to put in a position to buy the house next door for my mother, and I've been saving cash for it for the last couple of years, but I'm going to have to finance a bit of it just to not put myself into a spot if, you know, something happens with our jobs or whatnot. And I wonder if you have any recommendations or if there's any programs when you're buying a house for a family member, because generally you'd be exposed to higher rates.
No, there is a, that is incorrect, David, and thank you for calling. There is a program available for relatives to buy a home for a their parents or elderly relatives to be close to them, and they get the same rates. So we do those loans all the time. Yeah, a lot of how would you know about that unless you're in the mortgage industry? That's why you listen to the number one rated show on WGN between 10 and 1 on Saturdays to learn this value.
All the time. This is the first time I'm calling, so wonderful.
Yeah. Here, David, I got a question for you. Do you have a HELOC on your current house?
I do not.
Okay.
Look at that, Jeremy, Mr. Yep. HELOC now. How much do you owe on your current house, David?
I mean, we were on a path to pay it off. We probably owe about 40, and it's worth probably 450.
Okay. Well, I know where Jeremy's going. Take out a HELOC to 80% of the value of your house. You use that for the down payment on mom's house.
Correct. You don't have to use your cash.
You're just leveraging it, buddy.
Isn't that at a much higher rate than a primary or 30-year fix would be?
No. The rates just came down. Okay. It's at 7 now. If you have good rates, if you have good credit, King County Teachers Credit Union is offering teaser rate at 5% for the first 12 months. So, David, if you've heard the show, if I've said this before, it's monetary masturbation, right? We're just using the money that you have. You like that, right?
Who doesn't?
Well, he likes the word monetary. I know.
Obviously.
Right. Who doesn't
monetary was the fun part.
Right. Just focus on the M that matters, which is monetary.
Yep.
So we're going to use the equity of your home so you don't have to tap out any resources that you have to put down on mom's new home next to you, and you're going to get the same rate. Does mom have good credit?
Mom has good credit, but I'm not asking her to participate in this at all. She has she has a residence now, and she could sell that, I understand, without any real capital gains. And look, she's check to check and buys her whole life. Let her have a little money to spend.
No, I'm not even saying that. Mom could be on the loan as her primary residence as well, and you'd be the non-occupying co-borrower. You could go that direction also. See, either way, you're going to get the same low rate, David. Either way.
I see.
All right.
Yeah, I'd rather do it myself.
Okay.
But yeah. All right, so you guys are recommending a HELOC so I can keep all my cash free.
Yeah.
Then I'll have been felt dumb for saving it for the last 5 or 6 years, but instead of investing it, but that makes sense.
No, you could do both. You could do both. You could borrow some against your HELOC and take out a mortgage on the house next door for your mom. So you're financing 100% of it and not tapping any of your cash out of your savings account.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. What do you do for a living, Dave? David, what do you do for them?
I head up a supply chain for a manufacturing company.
Okay. I know nothing about supply chain manufacturing. Okay? So if I wanted to come to you to learn about how to get 17 trucks from point A to point B with manufacturing parts, you're the guy, right? I'd call you and you'd be able to do it in your sleep. I do this in my sleep.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're going to change services, right? Because I'm going to go buy a gear factory and I'm going to call you just to have you show me how to move gears across the world. Okay? But this is what I'm talking about. I will call you after the show on the way home and walk you through this, okay?
That sounds wonderful. Yeah, listen, we could talk more about it at the at your United Center box as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Zing.
Right. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to gift you. Yeah, I'll be more than happy to have you in a box. Like I had Corey and his family.
Yeah.
And you're welcome for the box that I gave you. You didn't buy the bike. I gave it to you for you and your friends to use, you knucklehead.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. Dave, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, okay, buddy?
Thanks, Fred.
Hold on, you want to add something?
I just want to say you sounded like a supply chain guy just then.
Getting a new gear factory.
David, look out for your job.
Ball bearings, it's gears. Come on, you got a couple of springs and
Occupation.
Yeah, capacitors and ejectors, right, Dave? I'm halfway there. Right, flat dead.
You're throwing around some lingo here.
Yeah, drop decks, decks, flatbeds. You know, van, trailer. Maybe you got some hot parts. You got to put it in a refrigerated trailer. Those hot gears, Dave. You know, you can't travel across country with hot gears.
You had me at hello.
Right, Dave knows.
Yeah.
Right, Dave to Dave. Dave, right?
Yeah,
monetary.
You watch your hot gears when you're contemplating mortgage masturbation.
There you go.
Sure. It's tied monetary. It all together. Okay. Yep. All right. Well, Iridian, last day. I'm so glad you're hearing this. Her ears over there are burning. Let's send Dave to Mr. Floor Cleaning Products. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Before the break, we got a text here. Drain tiles. What is drain tiles and how do they work? I had it in my house. Can you quickly explain what that is? Because you do a ton of that.
Yeah. Drain tiles are a perforated piping that sit underneath your floor or on the outside at that same level on the outside of the foundation. So essentially when it rains, water pressure builds up.
That's the pressure you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Yep, okay. Exactly.
It's
pressure against your walls of the home and also underneath. So as that pressure builds, if you don't have drainage tiles, it shows up as seepage on your floor. And when you do, those pipes gather that pressure, reduce it, it runs to a sump pump, and it gets that water out away from your foundation.
But Charlemagne home, built in Northbrook, it's where I lived, in the Charlemagne community, 160-some houses. You've been in all of you have been in those communities. And We had some challenges, so I called PermaSeal. Hadn't met Joel yet. Came out. They dug a trench all the way around. Got the permits from the city. The city came out, signed off on it. They were down there 2-3 days.
Yeah, it's usually a 1 to 2 day project.
Yeah. So. Yeah, these guys were schlepping out five gallon buckets of my basement foundation. They put a whole thing in there. Mm-hmm. The greatest thing was when I went to sell it, I got PermaSeal.
You had the warranty.
I got the transferable warranty. Yeah.
Lifetime.
Yep. Because they saw their houses in Charlemagne with leaky basements. I'm like, you'll never have a leaky basement here.
Yep.
And I did the thing against the wall,
the vapor barrier?
Yeah, the vapor barrier. Thank you. Yeah, the gray thing. I got the whole thing.
It's awesome.
I
love it.
You
of course
know,
you got the whole thing.
I got the whole thing. I got the Cadillac of basement flood protection. And I would have got my basement encapsulated if I had a crawl space, but I didn't.
If you needed to. Yeah, you almost wanted to just so you
wanted
could.
To buy a house that I could see it work.
Yep. Exactly.
You take care of the hot parts, though?
Yeah, the hot parts to put in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You understood that. Yeah. Dave understood it.
I thought stolen when you were saying hot parts, but you actually meant temperature hot.
They come out hot from the oven.
Sure.
The oven. And you got to ship it right away because it's JIT, just in time, in case you didn't know what JIT is. And it's so good. It's FOB, their plant, so you got to get it on the truck, right? Yes, freight on board.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's amazing.
Going back 25 years in my scrap industry.
I love it.
Next, we'll have sports with Jeremy.
Yeah, sports with Jeremy.
Oh, that would be the best, guys. That would be a ball went somewhere, and they scored some points.
That would be an absolute trainer.
Apparently, there's a whistle.
Soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
Joe Brand.
I know. Love it.
312-981-7200. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got Pat and Mel coming up after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We'll be back after these messages.
Home sweet home Chicago.
The bodies coming into the trades, the amount of people that are going out due to age and retirement, the attrition is greater than the addition. Look at that. Put that on a bumper sticker. Wow.
Yep, you're welcome.
Wow.
Joe, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but wrong.
Oh! Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's one of my favorites. 312-981-72. It really is. Yeah. I just want to put a shout out there. We have a need on the show for a couple of areas of expertise. An electrical company to help our listeners throughout the Chicagoland area. So if you're an electrical company, we are out seeking a qualified electrical company to be an expert on the show. A moving company, we're interested in acquiring the talents of a moving company. And we're just going to break it down into threes right now. A company, a pool company. We reached out to My Pool, Platinum Pool, put my pool in, or my wife's pool in, I should say. So we reached out to them. We're going to reach out to Barrington Pool and a couple of. So if you're a pool company, I know where you're going in the winter. It's not your season. We're closing our pool up this week, but to go into next year. So we're looking for an electrical contracting company to handle residential if you want to promote your commercial business, right? A moving storage company and a pool company. We're going to focus that. Just give me a call on my cell phone, and then I'll connect you with the sales reps at WGN, 773-456-6526, 773-456-6526. You heard us talk about the cut from a couple of years ago about the trades, and we were talking about the training program that you guys have at Blue Sky. You want to quickly explain what you guys do to train your team?
Yeah, thanks. So in addition to being a restoration contractor, we also do a ton of training, and these are really, of course, internally, we are super trained, and we also train our clients. I mean, just flat out. We hold large events. We are actually licensed to train insurance professionals, community association managers, engineers, senior living facility operators. So we have got registered courses where we'll bring people in and teach them, hey, here's how to do water mitigation, because not everything is a giant emergency you need Blue Sky. Now, if you think there's a water emergency you need Blue Sky, give us a call. We'd be happy to look at that for you. But we're also happy in situations to kind of show you how to do it yourself. Like, we're in downtown Chicago. We're looking at all these skyscrapers. Every one of these buildings has a maintenance supervisor or an engineer, or some of the big ones have engineering teams. These guys are capable to handle small leaks and issues throughout the building, so we like to train on how to do that. There's moisture, there's equipment you use, infrared technology to help find where water's traveling through a building, moisture meters to identify if materials are saturated or not. And then the principles of drying are, first, water extraction, bulk removal, all the water you can, whether it's with a mop or a towel, any water you can remove is water that we don't have to evaporate. Because after that, after you do all your extraction, then you have to do your air movement, dehumidification, temperature control. That's how you dry. So first extract, then you do these drying processes. So we teach how to perform an inspection, how to find the six sides of dry, how to properly dry things, how to use the meters to make sure they're dry. Now, and not every situation can a homeowner do or building do on their own. So that's where Blue Sky comes involved for the big things. But we want everybody in the marketplace to have knowledge of how important it is. If there's a water damage event, even a small one, like a little tub overflow, hey, you need to make sure you get the floor dry. You need to make sure that there's not water seeped into the wall. And if things aren't dried properly, like if the wall wasn't dressed properly, if you start seeing mold and things come up, well, now you've got a different problem, mold remediation.
I have an idea for next year. Doing a class in your auditorium, which is phenomenal,
yeah,
with WGN listeners, and maybe do a show there. And after the show, we you know, they stick around for an hour or do it during the week or something, because you've got that auditorium there. You could train all our listeners. There's limited seating, but
yeah,
you know, we should talk about that for next year.
That sounds great.
Phone number.
We love it. Blue Sky, we are always open. We're always available. Emergency response, restoration provider. You can reach us at 800-266-5677.
All right, we've got Mel, Pat, and Wheaton. You've been holding on about solar panels. How can we help you?
Yes, I would. First of all, I enjoy your show tremendously.
Thank
it's
you.
Just terrific. I am part of the Illinois Shines program with regard to putting solar panels in your thing. And I heard the gentleman talking about them, and he was less than enthusiastic, and or it appeared to me so. And I'm still a little nervous about this. I'm supposed to have the installation in 2 weeks. So I'm just wondering if there's anything else he'd like to share.
Well, way to scare the hell out of our loyal listener, Mike.
Not trying to be unenthusiastic. I think solar panels are a good item. They're going to save you on electricity over the course of many, many, many years. And I guess in theory, they do pay for themselves over the course of time prior to their expiration of serviceability. But if you're going to put solar panels on your home, you should assure yourself, you should find a way to make sure that your roof is going to last at least 15, 20 more years, because there is a pretty expensive cost involved in removing the solar panels for the purpose of repairs or replacement of your roof.
Pat, solar installers mention anything about the condition of your roof?
Yes. Well, I know it's in very good shape.
Okay.
And yes, I wasn't so worried on all of their benchmarks, the things you had to agree to or whatever. I've done all of that, but I just, you know, thinking about my roof, it's only 6 years old. So that falls within their purview.
Yep.
That's good, Pat. That's a good time frame. That's a good age. You're fine. You should
that's
be
kind of
good.
What we were talking off air about that, Pat, but if your roof is, well, we're going to say 7 years or newer, you're probably fine. If it's in that 10-year marker, it might actually make sense, because the solar panels last about 25 years, right?
They
that's kind of the number that we're hearing. So it wouldn't make sense to put a 25-year product on a product that's only going to last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're in great shape.
And how long do you plan on living in the house, Pat?
Pardon?
How long do you plan on living in the house?
I've been here 30, and I plan on another 15 or 10, you know, something.
Right, they're going to carry you out.
I'm 82. Right.
So at least 30, Pat.
Yeah, Pat.
At least another 30.
Pat ain't moving.
That's absolutely right.
Pat's going out feet first, I'll tell you that right now. Nobody's.
Right.
I'm putting solar up 82. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. I love your show.
I love
thank
you, too. Hang on professionally. Thanks. My wife is listening. Hang on. I'm into older women, Pat, as you know. Hold on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Joel didn't know that. I'm into older women, Joel.
I know now.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Sames. I could say sames.
You got lunch with your mom next week.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just want to let
I love
you
that
know
for you. Just
she
remember,
know
Joe's looking at you.
I know.
Okay, he's watching you.
Got it. She doesn't know that yet. I got to call her to set it
that's
up.
Fine.
But 312-981-7200. 312. Love your mother.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm. She's great. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home to Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Mel called about a question regarding a car loan. We're going to pick that up after the break. Plus, Stacy Sutter is calling in about Cal's Angels. Got a big announcement coming up. We're a huge supporter of Cal's Angels. She's the head of that fine organization, coming up after the break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Stacy's supposed to call in any second now, but Mel called in about financing a car. Hi, Mel. How can we help you?
Hi. So I am recently retired, and I want to purchase a new car. They're offering a 1.9 financing, but I want to really, I'm on a fixed income now, Social Security, and a slight, you know, IRA distribution. But I really want, I don't want monthly payments, so I'm thinking of taking it out of my savings account and just pay it outright. instead of doing the financing. And what do you think about that?
How much money you got in savings?
Bad idea?
Well, that depends. Like, how much money do you have in your savings?
Like 60.
60 grand. How old are you?
66.
And how much is that car going to cost you?
Well, it'd be $20,000 out of pocket.
So then you'd be down to 40.
Yeah.
That's some good math. I got a question, Mel. Mel, is it a new car or a used car?
It is. Brand new car.
One so nine. That would be the yeah. one argument that they say is like, don't buy a new car. Buy a used car, especially with cash. Oh. Like, that's a Dave Ramsey 101.
Screw Dave right? Ramsey.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Listen, I understand.
Your vehicle depreciates 30% as soon as you drive it off.
How road. Old are you, Mel?
Okay.
How old are you, Mel?
Right. 66.
Have you ever owned a new car before?
Yes.
Do you
yes.
enjoy new cars I over used cars? One.
I love new cars.
Okay, right. Dave Ramsey could go fly a kite.
All right.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't want anyone's problem.
Right, you know, you should buy a used car and you should pay your house in 15 years.
Okay, all right.
Okay, yeah, listen.
Mel, then do whatever you want. That's what Dave's saying.
Mel, he got to talk like this. Hey, listen, you know, God bless. Here, so Dave Ramsey would tell her to buy a used car.
He would.
And to pay cash for it.
He would.
I'm telling Mel, who's got 60 G's. Is that the only money you got left, Mel? How old are you? 60 what?
Six.
66.
God bless
and
you.
And then I've got my IRA.
She's got okay,
IRA.
How much you got in an IRA?
Like, getting on 300.
Okay, 300. You own a house or you're renting?
Renting.
Okay, so I like using other people's money when that money is cheap. 1.9 is cheap. I'd rather pay out. How much is that 20 G's at 1.9 going to cost you?
I'm not real sure.
All right, yeah, something month. To find out. About $300 a month. Right? Probably $300 to $400 bucks a month.
That math.
Okay,
yeah.
You got to ask yourself, you want to be out 20 G's or would you rather pay it out at a super low interest rate at $200 to $300 to $400 bucks a month? That only you can answer. Okay, me,
yeah.
I'd like to have the cash.
Okay.
That's personally.
Right.
You're not getting any younger. Your income producing days are, you know, your large income producing days are probably in your rearview mirror. You could still earn income, but you're not going to be making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year if that's what you did in your previous job. I like a 60-year-old person to have a ton of money in the bank. That's just me. I wouldn't lay out 20 grand for a car. That's just me.
Yeah.
If they're offering you 1.9, okay. That means you got great credit. I take the financing. But that's just me, right? That's why Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors, okay?
Okay.
Joel likes nuts in his ice cream. I'm not a big fan of nuts when I'm eating my ice cream. But everybody's got their taste.
We're all different people.
We're all different people, and there's nothing wrong.
And we're all the same, though. Come on.
Yeah, we're all different.
Human.
So, Mel, hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. So please hold, okay?
Oh. Thank you.
You're the best.
Guys, have a good day.
You too. 312-981-7200.
Does like that, Corey? That we're all human?
Yep.
So we're the same.
Very unifying. Thank
yeah.
you.
We
Thank
all
you.
Bleed red.
Do you like nuts in your ice cream, Corey?
Oh, what ice cream comes with nuts in it?
Rocky Road.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Like,
all
I
the
like
good
Rocky
kinds?
Marshmallows.
Yeah, butter pecan.
Butter
yeah.
pecan?
Yeah.
Come on. Well, you want us to go down the list?
No,
or how
I
about
like
just
creamy,
a Sunday? You could put
cream, not
nuts
nutty.
In any of it.
Pistachio.
Pecan pie, pistachio.
Pecan pie, ice cream.
If you go to the right place.
Yeah,
right.
It's all over the place.
Yeah,
Snickers
come on.
Ice cream.
Who?
Snickers ice cream.
It's got nuts
come
in
on.
It.
Come on.
You want us to keep going?
I have an allergy.
Right. We got Mr. Allergy. We got 52 minutes left.
Oh, you got a nut allergy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
My box, he was powering down the mixed nuts. Not a problem. I didn't see any allergy there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call text.
Can I read this one?
You can read whatever you want. Can you read?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
My daughter gets water from a common well. They do have a water softener. The water from the bathroom faucet in the the bathroom faucet now smells, right? So that's the question, right? So they're on a well, and one faucet, one fixture in the house smells. Are you on a well now
no.
in Northbrook?
No. We attached
you
to
were,
the city. We were.
You were.
But
did
I,
you ever have that problem where
no.
it smelled like rotten eggs or any of that stuff?
I knocked the house down before I had that problem.
Got it. So one of the most common things, and I think Joel could actually relate to this too, is that when your water table changes, you could actually have that smell. So that's one. If it's just the faucet, it could be the faucet itself. The easiest fix is just to take the aerator, unscrew the top of your... or we'll
What's
call it,
an aerator? Wait.
Great, thank you. So there's a spot on your faucet where the water comes out. You
mm-hmm.
could actually unscrew that. If it's hard to unscrew, you could take pliers, just protect
take it.
Take
it easy.
Just
right?
protect it and be
How
careful.
Do they protect it?
Usually a cloth. If you have one of those like jar rubber grips, You ever seen those like rubber grips that you use to open up a jar? They're old school gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Use that because that'll give you some tension. And then clean the screen.
How do you clean the screen?
Whatever you want. I mean, CRL is awesome. Dip it in CRL for a little bit and then put it back on. See if the smell goes away. If it does not go away, it could be in the water line itself, which is a little bit more complicated. So start there. If you're getting it out of the hot side, it could be your water heater.
Okay. And Texter, where's she getting the 1-9 financing? It's probably the auto dealer trying to get rid of last year's cars. That's why they're offering 1-9 financing.
Yeah. Don't they even have 0% still?
Some. It depends. Some,
depends on the car.
Depends on
the model, dealer.
Rebates on.
How aggressive cash. They want to get rid of the inventory.
So your position, not saying that you're against Dave Ramsey, but you're saying, hey, if you like it enough, you should do it anyway.
I'm telling you, you are on this planet for a certain period of time.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And if you want, we're all going to die eventually.
Yes.
Right? I could be gone tomorrow.
Correct. Yesterday. Let's say yesterday.
God forbid.
Yep.
Okay. If you want to drive a new car, I understand David Ramsey's theory, right? Okay. Live debt free. It's wonderful. Yeah, pay off. I'm a big fan of paying off all your debt.
Yeah, all your debt.
All your debt. You should pay off all your debt. Okay,
live with cash.
And that's how we talk.
Sure.
You know, you should pay off all your debt. I talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm not a big fan of 15-year fixed loans like Dave Ramsey. Okay, that's or Susie true. Orman.
Yeah.
Pay it off 15. Listen, if you're making millions of dollars of debt that I was impersonating Dave Ramsey, yeah, I'd pay off everything in 15 years as well. But
wow,
you know what?
Most of our
listeners aren't making millions of dollars David Ramsey and Susie Orman.
They are not.
Okay, with her white teeth and her flowing hair.
Yeah.
Listen, it's great. Stand up on stage and talk about it. I talk to people all the time. $30,000, $40,000, $80,000, $100,000 worth of debt.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a different audience.
Listen, I talk to Chicagoans who are upside down, buried in debt.
You're doing financial triage at that point.
I mean, really. If you're 66 years old and you want a new car, I don't give a crap what David Ramsey says. Go buy yourself a new car. Okay? That's it.
You're not a financial advisor.
I'm a life advisor.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that I will agree.
She got 20 G's to pay for a car, paid out of $200-$300 a month.
You're right. And she can't afford it.
And she could go enjoy a new car. Yeah,
that's true.
Pat put some of her money into a high yield
savings I have no idea about that.
Yeah, we're not investors.
I'll tell you what she shouldn't do. She shouldn't go buy a horse and an Amish buggy because that's very expensive. Okay. You're welcome. 312-9, because you got a horse, you got a house to horse, you got a...
The manure part.
It's a challenge.
Sure.
What are you going to do with it?
Limited I mean, you could warranty. Try to capitalize on it.
You got a warranty on the manure?
You could bring it to parties and try to monetize the horse and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're a blast at parties. Sure. What you bring? A whole thing of horse manure. 312-981-7200. Don't invite him to a party. 312-9, avoid Ellen, not him. 312, have him drop Ellen off in the horse and carriage and just have him keep going. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Show Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review.
You know, if you had to bring in food instead of make your own meals.
Where are you going?
Take the family out because you don't have a functional kitchen. You want me to flowchart this for you?
David, lay on the plane.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I'm flying the plane. I don't know what airspace you're in.
Thank God I'm co-pilot.
Kicked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
My gosh.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Just want to make it clear. I think what David Ramsey does is fantastic with the financial education. Okay, I think it's fantastic. Okay, he helps people out. I just don't agree with his financial thought process all the time. Right? I think I work to live. I don't live to work. Okay, I work to generate revenue for my family so I can go have a good time.
And what about the live like no one else? So later on, you could live like no one else.
Yeah, listen.
Okay.
You live
He's
for
catchy. He's catchy.
Yeah, and you save for retirement, which I do. I got enough money to do that.
Sure.
Okay, but a 15-year fixed loan. I've been talking to people out of 15-year fixed loans ever since I got in the business. Because I'm in the mortgage business, and I take people out of 15-year fixed loans.
Because it's not about the rate. It's about the payment.
It's not about paying off your home 15 years when you got $40,000 worth of credit card debts over here.
That's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because life happens.
Okay.
People get sick. People get hurt. People get divorced. People die. Your family is kind of screwed up, and you got to take care of your family, and they rely on your money. And when you've got a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't have extra funds to help out your family members.
That's true.
Okay? So stop with the 15-year fixed loan.
Okay.
I love Dave. I think he's fantastic.
I do, too.
And he'd come on the show, too, just like Tony Preckwinkle.
It'd be hard to get him on.
No, well. No, okay, it's no WGN. It's a big stick. It's kind of like a magnet.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Susie Orman, come on, talk about all of her millions, her homes, and her millions of dollars that she makes, and her 15-year fixed loan.
Sure. About Preckwinkle.
Tony Preckwinkle could come on
Tony's
at any time.
Not coming.
She's a long shot.
No, the short shot. It's 0.8 miles. I Googled it. I told her I'd send a rickshaw, you know, the guy that pedals with the lights on with the Elton John music. It's getting a little cold. We'll send one of those Uber Blacks, one of those luxury sedans. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we'll do because I care. Peter in Prospect Heights. How can we help you, Peter?
Hey, Gary. Shall I say anything less about Tony Preckwinkle? I guess I could, but that would probably take up too much of the show.
And she's not worth the time.
No. I'm throwing this one out there, but I'm kind of curious about the proposal with Neil Anderson and Senate Bill 1862. Get your comment on that.
Okay, great. I have no idea who Neil Anderson was. He was a great running back for the Chicago Bears back in the day, and I have no idea. And the astronaut, great astronaut, you know, American hero, and I have no idea what Senate Bill 1862 does. It's a great year. Well, I think there's a show on Apple Plus, 1862, with whatchamacallit, Paramount Plus. I'm sorry.
No, 30 years in your residence, and you won't have to pay any taxes.
I think that's a horrible idea. John Williams asked me about that. It gets a lot of press. My thought process is, if you've got a community that with residents that have lived in homes for 30 years are typically older folks, would you agree with that if somebody's lived in a home for 30 years?
Well, 30 years, possibly.
Okay, we just had a lady call that wanted to buy a car or finance a car. She's 66 years old, has been in a home for over 30 years, and she thinks she's going to be there another 30 years. Do you think that that person is going to need services, fire and police and EMT more than somebody that is going to buy a house down the street who just moved in with a family of five like Jeremy, okay, who can't stop himself from having relations with his wife and just keeps having babies all the time? Who's going to need services more, the 66-year-old or the family with five?
Well, when the taxes get risen so high, isn't there a point where there's a cutoff?
Who's going to, if that person living in the house for 30 years is not paying real estate taxes, who does it fall on in the community?
Well, it has already fallen on them. They've already paid for their residence.
If they're not paying, I'm going to slow this down for you, Peter. Okay. If somebody living in a house for 30 years, it's now year 31, and there's $12,000 or $1,000 a month due on that property, and that person that's been living there for 30 years no longer has to pay that $1,000 a month, where does that $1,000 fall onto?
Well, if the equity's there and they've already paid for it.
Peter.
Yeah, it's just the next door neighbor then.
So Peter,
the next
it door rolls to your neighbor. To, yeah, it's a very simple
answer. Right, it rolls to your neighbor.
Right.
And that's where, like, for instance, if you've been there for all those years,
yeah,
and you've never paid, you've paid for the tax for the school districts,
right?
Those people never see any kind of credit or anything.
So move.
No, so we're just saying it's like a rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage.
Right? I paid my dues, and after my dues are paid, I no longer want to be responsible for it. What you're saying, Dave, is that someone's going to be responsible for it.
Somebody's going to pay for it.
It's not like the county's going to be like, well, you know, now we just got that leftover money. So
I think it sounds good. I think it's a horrible idea. You asked me my opinion, I gave you my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. There's challenges in it.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you sharing it. I think it's great headlines. I think it fails in practice.
It would also not motivate people to want to move, and that's a whole other thing.
Well, to make sure you're going to start asking questions, how long have those people lived in the houses, and what's my tax bill? Because if you now have a more gentrified...
That's the second side of the coin, and that's understandable. There's always two lanes on the road.
At least.
And if I was in the lane that I'd have to take on a bigger portion of somebody's taxes, and I'm already burdened with a huge real estate tax because the state of Illinois sucks with real estate taxes, that lane is going to speak loud once that lane, and if this becomes more and more, you'll start hearing me blast it because I think it's a horrible idea.
Sure.
But thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.
Yeah. Sure thing.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
I was going to say, he at least gets a Mr. Floor cleaning
product. Of course. Listen, you were just complaining earlier, right? All of my taxes are going up. You were concerned.
Yes. It was really just to help educate my gorgeous, amazing wife.
Would you want to pay? Okay, so you're in a, you live in a neighborhood of 10 houses.
Yes.
Okay? Your real estate taxes are $10,000 a year.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
And the person that's been living in that house for 30 years is also paying $10,000 in real estate taxes that no longer has to pay.
It's rough because we just went trick-or-treating yesterday, right? So what a fun experience. We did it in our neighborhood. You get to see your neighbors. You know, it's fun. I liked it, right?
Right.
So we do have a high populace of older, senior
Perfect
neighbors.
Example, then.
We have 5 children in the school district. We are definitely taking advantage of the school district. I feel it would be our right and obligation that maybe 15 years from now, when we don't have kids in, we can pay it in and we'll have a little bit more money because our kids will hopefully not cost us as much money. So it's almost, I would feel good about it. That senior that's paying it, I feel bad that they're paying into it, but that's, what else are you going to do?
Okay, but if you are in a neighborhood of 10 houses, like you just said, five of them have been there for 30 years and they're paying, used to pay $10,000 and you're paying
buying the house that's next?
It's not that. You're going to take on a bigger portion. That $50,000 of real estate taxes has to be spread apart on the remaining 5 people who have lived in the house for less than 30 years.
Because I have kids and they're expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
So it sounds great, right? It's wonderful. Okay, it doesn't work that way.
Correct.
Firefighters need to get paid. The police need to get paid. The roads need to get fixed.
Yep.
For the love of God, it's somebody's got to pay for all this crap.
Yep.
Joel can't write checks. You know, he keeps writing checks to Washington to fund the military. A lot of people don't know that. He asked me not to say anything, so I'm not going to say anything. But you thank Joel Spencer over here. You know, deep pocket. He keeps writing checks.
Appreciate the plug.
Yeah, thank God they don't cash it because they probably wouldn't clear, but he keeps writing them. All right, 312-981-7200. Right, Joel?
Yep.
Yeah, big supporter. 312-981. Is your son listening?
He is.
All right, can we do a shout-out coming out of the break?
We can.
All right, he's got some belts going on. He likes belts.
He does. He's
All right, hold it for the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You got a special shout-out to your son, Luke.
I do. Luke Spencer next weekend is testing for his black belt in Taekwondo, so we're very proud of him.
Have you been practicing with your son, Luke?
I practice from time to time. He's a lot better than me, but I do what I can to assist the effort.
But can he encapsulate a crawl space?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm much better at that.
So your belt's cooler that way.
Yeah.
Your work belt.
Can he plug holes and cracks in a basement foundation?
Not yet.
So take that black belt or brown belt, Luke. Yeah, there.
Yeah, he's slowly focused on the Taekwondo right now.
That's a pretty big deal, though.
It is.
How old?
He is 11.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Well, good luck.
What's the highest color belt?
Black, and then there's degrees of black. It can go on forever, as far as I understand it.
Okay.
As long as Dad's writing the check.
Yeah, I was going to say so. they'll take your money forever. Yeah.
That's the other half of the equation. The first half is hard work. And
you better get to it 18, Luke, because the run well dry. The well runs dry. Run runs dry.
That's why you get it now.
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, Mazel Tov. We'll reserve the Mazel Tov until after. When's he going to get tested?
So it's next Saturday. He's doing
time?
The prep work. I believe it's a little before noon.
Can he call? Will you call in after the?
Yeah, to confirm it.
Definitely. Confirm it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once it's secured, I'll let
nice.
It know.
No pressure, Luke.
Yeah.
WGN 50,000 megawatt blowtorch here. Everybody's going to know if you did it. So you might want to get in the basement and start doing your what is it called? Reps.
Yeah, practice.
Yeah, that practice thing. 312-981, 981-7200. Claudia, Chicago, how can we help you?
Hey, David, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to you and your financial team. 4 or 5 years ago, you all helped us get out of a refinance our home and get out of a modification loan program, which just saved us a ton of money. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for the call. How can we help you with this repipe question?
Well, I don't know where to even start. Like, who do I call? Is it just a basic plumber? Is it a contractor?
Jeremy?
Is it the whole house, Claudia?
Yeah. So a couple years ago, give you some history. A couple years ago, we had the water tank, the boiler purged. And that probably was a bad idea because soon after that, we lost water pressure in the main part of the house. We have a ranch in the city of Chicago. So the basement
awesome water pressure. The shower, second kitchen downstairs, great. The upstairs, absolutely horrible.
Sure.
So we need to repipe the house. But again, I don't even know where to begin.
It's a plumber. It's a plumber. And quite honestly, one of the most caveats. So we've seen it all over. There's companies that just specialize in this. And some will say, like, buy now and we'll give you the hot side for free, which, you know, whatever gimmick, whatever gimmick. Yeah, thank you. There's nothing ever free. But there are companies that do it. Chicago's a little different. They might not allow you to run in PEX. That's a plastic.
No, we have to do we can't do that.
It's going to be in copper. So the only issue with that is just, do you know, are your walls plaster or drywall?
Oh, no, the basement is drywall. The upstairs is all plaster.
So sometimes they have to open up those walls, like the shower wall, the sink wall, cabinets, and things like that. So there's a renovation part of it as well, which is just not that fun or pleasant. So sometimes it's easier, but expect some patches, expect some openings. If you could find a plumbing company that does the patching, which I have yet to ever see, but because plumbers are notorious for just cutting holes into things and saying, oh, I did a good job, right? Where are you located in Chicago?
Oh, we're right near Midway Airport. Like, my house is on the landing path at Midway.
Okay.
So,
wow. Okay.
I can walk to Midway if I wanted to.
Yeah, I will. I'll text you after the show and see if we could locate a company that would be reliable in that area for you.
You need union contractor. It's in the city of Chicago, right? Or can Mike work that?
No, you just need to be licensed.
Just need to be licensed?
It's okay. Not a city job, so it's not going to require anything like
that. Oh, that's Cicero. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, there's a couple of cities that we won't bring up that are not so great.
What does it rhyme with?
It don't matter because we work in a lot of them. So rhymes with nothing, Dave. All cities are great and wonderful. So thank you so much. That's Jeremy from MegaPros. But Claudia, I'll send you a text and see if we could locate. We'll get your address and everything and see if we could locate a company that could do the one-stop shopping for you. Because that's what we've seen before is we've seen plumbers come in, they hack stuff up. And then it's like, wow, if they would have done this right, it wouldn't have cost this much money. So if done correctly, it might be... Might be the best
cost economical. Yeah, so hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and Jeremy will call.
The second part of my question.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go.
David, the finance. So we're looking at either debating on do we do a HELOC to finance this entire project.
How much do you owe on your house?
We still owe about over $200.
What's the rate?
What do we have? 6%? I take that back. We have a 3.25%.
Yeah. So great. And then do you know how much your house is worth?
What's your house worth?
About 340.
Okay. So 340, 200.
Right.
Yeah. How much is that job going to cost?
We have access to Southwest Home Equity Improvement Program. It's something here on the Southwest side. So only near Midway Airport are the zip codes that apply. So they have actually... a home loan program where if you do up to 15, it's 0%. If you do 15 to 20, it's like 2%. 20 to 30, 3.5%.
That's a pretty good deal.
So is that a better deal than even considering to try and do a HELOC?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Those rates are much lower for sure.
Claudia, the only scary part with that would be is that if the contractor has to become a partner with the bank or the loan program, then you might get some contractors that would run away from that scenario because they don't want to do other people's money scenarios.
Right.
Okay, I got it. Okay, sorry, that's something to ask when we go look at the loan part. Okay, all right, perfect.
All right.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200. Randy in Melrose Park, bathroom redo.
Yeah, so I'm in the phase of getting quotes for a bathroom remodel, and then I want to do my kitchen later. I mean, do I do a HELOC? I do not have a mortgage. The house is paid off.
Okay.
The house is worth about $275. So, or do I just take it out of my investments? I just recently retired, and I just don't know. I mean, I could probably afford to do it cash, but...
Your house is worth $275 in Melrose Park?
Yes.
And you don't have a HELOC?
I guess here's the question, Randy, is that do you think the market is going to go up or do you think the market is going to go down?
I don't know.
Nobody does, right? So that's...
And I'm in the floodplain, so I have to pay for flood insurance.
Yeah, that's the crystal ball that no one knows. So do you want to take your cash out now when it's on a high and then hope that it pays off or that money's still making you more money in a year or two or three down the road? Your point, David, is always get a HELOC.
Always get a HELOC and make that decision when you need to make it.
Yeah. That's and you could use the HELOC money, and then if you're like, hey, I don't like this, then take the money that you have and pay the HELOC off.
And if you pull money out of the market, you're going to have capital gains and all that other good stuff. So now I'm not a tax preparer. Check with your tax preparer.
Sure.
But you should have, do you have good credit and good income coming in, Randy?
Yeah, I'm almost 800.
Okay, you should have a $220,000 home equity line of credit against your house if you qualify. And I will introduce you to Kane County Teachers Credit Union. Then you can make the decision which way to finance it after you have access to both those funds. But having a $275,000 home. Hey, our David Ramsey here. If you got a $275,000 home, Randy, in Melrose Park, you should be able to access the equity of that up to 80%, which is $220,000. Okay? So I think you should have a HELOC against your house in all seriousness. And then you could.
Yeah, I used to have a $50,000 HELOC a few years back, and then our bank changed, and I never renewed it.
Yeah, your bank sucks. You should be with Kane County Teachers Credit Union, take out a HELOC to 80%, which is 220, and have access to those funds. That's what I would do.
Are those HELOCs interest rates? They're not fixed, though.
No, they
first
fluctuate.
Year first year.
The first year is fixed prime minus two during the first year. And right now that interest rate would be 5% interest only, which is pretty cheap.
Yeah, it is. Okay, DuPage County, right?
No, Kane County Teachers Credit Union. You have to come through me because you live in Cook County, and I'll make the introduction for you.
Okay.
All right, so hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Get to Darlene. Then we cleaned up the calls. Darlene, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Great. We got 2 minutes before the break, young lady.
Hello?
Hello? Welcome to Home 2 in Chicago.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, sorry. Thank you for taking my call. I have a quick question.
Yep.
And I own my house.
And Darlene owned it. Dropped. It wasn't our fault. We didn't drop you, Darlene.
Here's what she was going to say.
She owns her home free and clear.
She owns her home free and clear.
She wanted to do something.
She wants to sell her house in 3 years, right? And does it make sense to redo a bathroom?
That's what was on the call screen.
So that's what we're thinking she wants to talk about.
Right. And if she's listening, that's what our call screener, Iridian, who's last. Oh, that was Neil.
So maybe Neil screwed it up. Maybe he didn't.
I'll blame it on Neil.
I guess the question is that if your bathroom's fully functional, it almost never makes sense to redo the bathroom. Just saying.
Like, to get the money out.
Yeah, if you're going to move in 3 years. Dollars for dollars, you're not going to get exact value. You're going to get 50% of what you put in. It's just a very costly event. Now, if it's leaking and there's a problem, it's going to have to get fixed.
Or you hate your bathroom.
I was going to say, thank you, Dave. The other thing
Dave Ramsey here. If you hate your bathroom and you got the funds to redo your bathroom.
If you stared at that bathroom for 30 years and you just can't look at it for another day, there's no price tag on that.
And you want to enjoy your bathroom for the last 36 months you're going to live in the house.
Yes. Yeah, there is value. You're just not going to get 100%.
Dave Ramsey will probably tell you not to do it, but I would tell you if you don't like your bathroom and you got another 3 years to live in that house and you want a new bathroom.
We did have a listener saying stop mocking people. I don't know if you're really mocking or if you're just
testing. I'm impersonating.
Yes, you're just testing out your skills.
I'm not mocking. That's impersonation.
Yeah, correct. You like Dave Ramsey.
I like Dave Ramsey. I get it. If I was mocking Dave Ramsey, I wouldn't do that voice for somebody that I don't like.
There we go.
Okay. I like Dave Ramsey. So I just don't believe in his financial 15-year fixed loan.
Totally understand.
Joel, you want to comment on that?
I say it's glad we're back to the new car scenario.
Yeah.
Same thing.
New car. Right.
Yeah. Well, full circle.
Some things make you happy.
You want a new bathroom? Get a new bathroom. Yeah. It's probably not a good financial move if you're going to sell the house in 3 years.
It's not ideal.
Okay.
That's a selling point.
Yeah, it could help sell your house. You're right. It is a differentiator. At the same token, that every customer likes different things. So if you put it in a product that somebody, it could actually eliminate a person, you know, as a buyer.
Yeah,
we need a tub. You took the tub out. Well, we're not buying your house.
All right, we got to go to a break.
Gotcha.
312-91-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-91-7200, 312-91-7200. Special shout out to Iridian at the end of the show. She's leaving us to go back to John Hanson full time. She couldn't.
That's
handle,
sad.
She couldn't. Very sad. She couldn't handle the pressure.
It's because we're so professional.
Yes.
Is that it?
We're a load.
Yeah. We're a load.
We're a load.
Got it.
Yep, she complained to HR. The show's a load.
Yep.
Can't handle it. I don't want to do it anymore. I want to go back to let's get legal with Hanson.
Yeah. They're more rigid over there.
Whatever.
Sure.
Mr. Hanson's got 17 shows here. You think he'd be able to
He might actually have 17
to share as producer, but that's fine.
That's okay.
Very possessive, very territorial.
Yep.
Joel, your dime, your dance floor. Take us out, buddy.
Yeah, so it's November, and it's Notice Things November. So if you're going around your house and you see cracks in the drywall, doors, windows, things sticking, things just not the way they used to be, it's good to check those out. And it's things we can help with before the weather turns and gets colder.
Are you doing encapsulations all winter long?
We do encapsulations in crawl spaces all year round.
Okay.
Most of our work we do all year round. Some things are limited when it gets very cold, but things like even our attic insulation, it's good to take care of before it gets really cold because that's when it's uncomfortable.
Because I asked that question because I got a couple of calls the past couple of weeks since your father was on of homeowners buying homes that had crawl spaces and that were unfinished, unencapsulated.
Yeah.
And I was just curious. I'm like, the next time you guys come on, I want to answer that question. So you could do it in the winter if it's 40 below at the wind, you know, it feels like 40 below at the wind chill. You're not going in a crawl space, but it's still a year round.
Oh, yeah, they are. Crawl space will go anytime.
It's inside the house.
No matter the temperature.
Right, take it easy.
Okay. And you lose a lot of heat in through the crawl space.
All right.
So when they built crawl spaces, you know, they vented them and they let all that cold air in. So
okay.
We isolate the space and we'll do it all year round.
And seal up the joist rims, right? The rim joists.
Yep.
I call the joist rims.
We seal and we insulate those, and it helps with comfort, health, everything.
Reverse that.
Phone number? What?
It's a rim joist.
That too.
Yeah.
Phone number.
I know what you're talking about. 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Corey, take us out, buddy.
Blue Sky Restoration. We are Chicago's premier restoration provider. If you ever suffer a fire loss or water damage, vehicle impact, tornado, asbestos, lead, anything traumatic's happened to your home or building, please give us a call. We are always readily available for you. Blue Sky Restoration, restoring your property and your life.
When I give you the suite to use, you pay for the food. I'm not paying for your food. Just want to make clarification of that out there.
That's for all listeners.
All listeners, if you happen to get gifted a Team Hochberg suite, you picked up the food. That's what you were talking about. You paid for the food because you guys are freaking big eaters, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, we got the game day package. United Center has awesome food packages. And then they roll up the dessert cart,
delicious,
which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cost you almost as much for the dessert as it does for the game day package. You guys put a hurt on that. So, yeah.
Yep.
Mike Houston. Lindholm Roofing, your dime, your dance floor, buddy.
My dime, my dance floor. So I talked about getting solar panels on your roof and inspecting the roof prior. Just because you're not getting solar panels, now's the time to have your roof inspected before the winter snows and ice and winds kick in. This is a good time to do that. We do free inspections of your house, whether it be gutters, siding, windows, roofing, you name it. Please give us a call at 773-283-7675 or at lindholmroofing.com. That's lindholmroofing.com.
All right, MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvements. I've got this up here, Jeremy.
I thought you were going to hit the It's Raining Men hotkey.
You want
me
too?
Okay.
I've got them all right at my fingertips.
I know I do. Yeah.
It makes you feel good. You were looking a little down. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for the pick me up. Yeah, for our
listeners. Remember when we had the rookie sing that?
I just want to let all our listeners know, great time to plan your 2026 project. I know it is November and the holiday seasons are coming up. The biggest thing that I can tell you is that costs keep going up. We're going to get cost increases come 2026. We could lock in your project now at fixed costs, order materials now that we could control it, and just pre-plan for that 2026 project. So if you have any idea of what you want to do and complete come 2026, please reach out to us now. We could pre-plan, we could order, we could save you thousands upon thousands of dollars by doing that. So that was the hardest pill to swallow for our listeners this year, was just all these cost increases. So let's try to control them as much as possible.
All right. If you want to reach out to Jeremy.
Thank you.
Or, no, that's nope, Mr. Floor. Mr. Floor. Hold on. Oh, you can call Mr. Floor.
Sure.
All right. So we have a sad day here.
It is sad.
Ian, I will call you after the show to talk about a HELOC. Is it harder to steal your house with a HELOC on it. But Iridian needs our attention right now.
Yeah.
She has been with our show for about 6 months, Iridian, a year? Hold on. Helps.
It feels longer than that, David.
Okay, thank you for that compliment.
Wow. Is that a compliment?
It's a great compliment. So. Yeah, okay. I love spending time.
Sure, shots
here.
Fired. Yeah. You look great, you fat slob. That's what she's saying out there.
Is it?
Yeah, you look great in that triple extra large sweater you're wearing.
It's your shoulders.
That's big shoulders.
Big shoulders.
Work out. Yeah, that's her way of saying, yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
So,
it's been great, David. You've been fantastic, per usual. And I'll still be here on Saturdays. I'll still stop by and say hi.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to hold that to you.
We just wanted to let you know you were outstanding as our board operator. I don't know what the official term is, but...
Yeah, what is the official term?
Is it
producer.
I
thought Ben was a producer.
He's the executive producer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's a producer.
She's a producer, yeah, board operator. You did...
No, nothing about board operating. Oh, it's just producing.
Yes. Producer. You captured all the calls.
Yes.
When you called into the show, Iridian was the one who would pick up the call and type down your name so we could call.
Mr. Floor Cleaners, I handed those out, yeah.
Well, all the listeners that called in and didn't want to go on the air that wanted us to call back, or like for all the experts, you handled and captured all that. So all of our experts, when the show's over during a break, can call the listeners back.
Yes. Took all the good pictures.
Took all the great pictures after. So we got this guy, Neil, now. So we'll see. Well, 50-50 shot on Neil making it. But... just wanted to throw it out there that you did an amazing job and you have a bright future, and whatever you set your mind to, you could do. And if Hanson, mistreats you, because we hear he's kind of a jerk every once in a while, you're always welcome back here. We'll just throw Neil into something else.
Okay.
We'll just have him do something else. But thank you.
And thank you,
David.
For
all your hard work. And you did a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Look at you in kind words. I'm going to put it on a T-shirt.
Okay.
And wear it next week.
Yeah,
I love that.
She was about to say, and I'll get you a quadruple large so I could fit, so you could wear it. That's what she's thinking. Look at her eyes. That's what she's thinking. All right.
I'll
put it on a bumper sticker. No, you were awesome. Thank you. John is very lucky to have you as part of his team. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. If you need a mortgage, give me a call, 855-563-2843. Go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Blackhawks big game tonight. Charlie Romiliotis on pregame and postgame. And John Weineman will have the call later today. Thanks for listening, everybody. You have a great weekend. We'll be back next Saturday.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. And Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.